Okay. Hello, I'm Klaus. What's your name?
Well, I'm Siggy, also called Networking Lady on Twitter. It wasn't me who gave me this name, but my network. And I used to be an English teacher. I stopped teaching 2 months ago. I'm already missing my students. I'm already missing education. And I'm here at the online EduCar. I just met Graham Atwell, one of these old EduPunk friends of mine. Getting nervous when you talk to him more than 10 minutes without him letting him have a cigarette.
So I gathered you're a teacher. What are you teaching?
Well, I used to teach English, and I also taught my students information technology, but not the technique, but how to use it. And I started, I don't know, when PowerPoint came out. That was about 12 years ago or so. Then I started to have them do PowerPoint presentations instead of having oral examinations, which really were a nuisance. And that worked well. And then at that time, everybody called me, oh, this is a PowerPoint lady. So, and then, I used to work with the media and all kind of communication as soon as this was possible with my students. So they kept in sending their homeworks via email and so on. And then one day I met a friend and she said, I'm going to give teacher training on Moodle. I said, what is Moodle? And she said, oh, just trust me and come and see what that is. And this was really amazing because then I had found something, a system where I could do everything I had been doing before, but on many different platforms and stuff. So I started immediately making course rooms for my students, make them feel at home there, put in pictures and interesting stuff, made them collaborate, communicate. Well, did all the normal mistakes people do when they start using a learning management system, which means cramming in stuff which you already had. But I soon realized that this was not really how learning should be. And then gradually I grew into the things. And then, I think I made it make a leap of 2 or 3 years. And then I got a phone call, and there was a European project which was called MOSEP. I said, what the hell is that? And they were looking for someone for Germany who was not afraid of using technology, could speak English, and who had some experience in teacher training. So there were not so many people, really. The choice wasn't that big. And then they got me into contact with these MOSEP guys, which means more self-esteem with your e-portfolio. Until that time, I had never heard about e-portfolio. Well, I knew what an e-portfolio is, but I had never heard that there were electronic portfolios. And this was a new challenge, I must tell you. And I went straight into that thing. I had to work through all. I must say, they had set up a lot of stuff, but really a lot of stuff. And this was the harder thing because I had to make a kind of choice how to work with all this stuff. They had set up a huge wiki, which alone, if you had read, I never read it completely, I must admit now, Graham, I think neither did you. And it would have taken about 3 days just to go through all this stuff. So I kind of extracted the parts which I thought were interesting for teacher training. And I did the pilot project in Germany. And immediately, because I do not only want to teach something which I do not practice myself, I immediately started doing this with a class of mine. And that was a nice thing to do because they had to do a practical training. Every year they have to do this. And they had to write reports. Normally they write the reports if the teacher is technically advanced, they are allowed to write it in Word, right, and integrate pictures. If not, they even have to write it in hand in the usual old way. And then I gave them the opportunity, instead of filling Word documents and so on, to use the ePortfolio Mahara. Mm. And that was the start of everything.
Mm. When exactly was that, or roughly, in which
roughly,
year?
3 years ago or so. Was 3 years ago. So I think I was the first Mahara adopter, more or less, in Germany.
Ah. Have you ever been working with clips from mobile phones, video clips? Have you done this with your kids in school?
Well, the kids, they do that, yeah. We set up scenarios where they, because I'm an English teacher, so this is really something which you don't have to prepare, really, because most of them, they have mobile phones, they have smartphones, and then the result they could upload into their Mahara or in the Moon course or whatsoever. Yeah, they want to do that, and they are allowed to use their mobile phones in my classroom, even if it's not allowed in the school.
So they're really lucky having you as a teacher, those kids, as mobile phones in most countries are, or in school, where they are forbidden and banned from schools, as they are so nice devices as learning environments.
And but I think actually this thing is going to start now, and the mentality, especially with the technical advanced teachers, is changing, and they will gradually allow their students to use all these mobile devices. And with the same colleague of mine who introduced me to Moodle, which was Ulrike Montgomery, I think most people know her from Lita, I'm going to do a teacher training on the use of mobile devices for language learning. This will be in February in Esslingen.
Oh, great, great.
The same place where I started with MOSIP.
Ah, okay. So what are your expectations for the online EduKai in Bremen, in Berlin?
Well, I have come here only because I was invited for giving a talk yesterday on the combination of Moodle and Mahara. So I have no one has sponsored me for getting entry today. So the only thing I can do is I can follow the tweets on Twitter, which is today a bit low because people are complaining about the bad internet access. Yeah, Wi-Fi is down all the time. So those people who can use their own devices, their own cards, they can Twitter, but most of them, it seems to be hard. And my expectations are that the nice thing in these conferences, for me the most important thing is to meet people I met before, to talk to them and to meet new people and to do networking. I think even if you know people from Twitter, from Skype and the online community, it still makes a big difference to see them face to face, and I think computers, machines will never replace that. It's just an addition.
Okay, thank you very much then.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.